أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير صدق الله العظيم. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues to speak about Allah's power and might and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfection in His creation, in His being. And as a matter of fact, Allah is perfect in everything. The being of Allah, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah, the ahkam and the laws that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed to mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also perfect in the decree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes for us insofar as what we would term as our taqdeer. In short, in every aspect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here discusses once again His perfection. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows His loftiness, His majesty, His greatness, that at the very, very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, lofty is He, blessed is He, alladhi biyadihi al-mulk, in whose hands, in whose control is the kingdom, sovereignty of everything. Then Allah said, alladhi khalaq al-mawta wal-hayat. Second description Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, that Allah who created death and who created life. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks again, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further elucidates and qualifies that blessedness, qualifies His loftiness. And Allah says, Alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin tibaqa, that Allah who created seven skies, seven heavens, tibaqa, in layers, one above the other. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us His might and His greatness, and Allah is showing us some idea we get of the dominion, some idea we get of the sovereignty of Allah by understanding somewhat the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the seven skies, Allah ta'ala speaks about the seven heavens. Now, scientists may have their own theories with regards to the sky. The sky that we see is known as Sama'ul Dunya. And insofar as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, insofar as the Quran Sharif itself is concerned, these are solid bodies, these are solid creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the malaika are making Allah's ibadat. Some are standing in qiyam, some are bowing down in ruku', some are in sajda, all of them glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the distance between them is a span. A span is the difference between the little finger, the tip of the little finger and the thumb. That is one span. You will not find unoccupied with these angels making Allah's ibadat. The Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qualifies that. He said, had you been able to get there and you would have heard the creak of the sky. Now that shows that these are solid bodies that we are speaking about. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that the distance between this earth that we trample upon, this earth that we walk upon, and the first sky, the Sama'ul Dunya, is the distance of 500 years of journey. Now 500 years of journey, he did not explain how, but we can understand that how many thousand million light years away is the sun, and it is far below the sky. And then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, like that similarly, between one sky and the other, the first sky and the second sky, and likewise the second sky and the third sky, and likewise right up to the seventh sky, each one of them. Here the Quran speaks about tibaqa, speaks about these layers, speaks about one above the other. he says that there are these distances of 500 years. So like how we see this earth and this ground that we trample on and this sky, the same distance between each one of those seven skies. And then he goes on further to explain, then between the seventh heaven and the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a distance of 500 years. And then the distance between the kursi and the water is 500 years, and above that is the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to draw the comparison and to show our extreme nothingness, our extreme insignificance, it comes in the hadith that in relation to this entire earth and everything that it contains, this universe and the kursi, it is also insignificant, like a little ring that is lying in the jungle in an open land, a small little ring that is so insignificant. This whole sama, this whole earth and everything, the seven heavens, all of it is so minute insofar as the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. And then the kursi in comparison to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is like a little piece of metal that is lying in a huge land. It is so insignificant, so irrelevant insofar as the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Now if we just condense it, if the seven heavens and this earth and all the other planets is like one small piece of metal that is lying in a big land, then think about it, how insignificant is this earth in itself, and how insignificant is the continent of Africa, and then how insignificant and minute is South Africa, and then how minute is Durban, and then how minute is our Sherwood, and then how minute is where we're living, and how minute we are. We are just one entity in far as the Qudrat and the power and the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is concerned. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to recognize Allah. Allah gives us the ability to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ibadat. And Allah gives us the tawfiq to be obedient to Allah. And if we slip and we make errors, then Allah gives us the tawfiq to make tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to accept that tawbah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ تِبَاقًا, that Allah in whose hands is the sovereignty, in whose control is the sovereignty, it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ تِبَاقًا, who created the skies in seven layers, one above the other, and hence in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. And you and I, we need to reflect on our own insignificance and this great ni'mat of Allah that He's blessed us with the ni'mat of Iman, He's blessed us with the ni'mat of being the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He's blessed us with tawfiq to walk the path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah is so kind that no matter how broken our efforts are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all those efforts. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.